Some reaction. Phil Parkinson is up to see us again. Deja vu, Phil. 1-0.
Yeah, I thought we started really well today. First, up to the goal, we were excellent. We did everything we'd set out to do in terms of switching the play against the three at the back. Had a lot of corners, a lot of good crossing positions. Got the goal. I just felt we went off it after the goal a little bit. We came a bit sloppy on the pitch, gave the ball away cheaply and helped them feel as though they could get back in the game. So half time, felt it was a half of two halves, if you like.
Yeah.
And second half, they made it difficult for us because they kind of played with the wing backs and wide players in front of them. No one at the top of the pitch, another midfield player. So in all areas on the pitch, apart from the final third where it matters, we were overloaded. So it was very difficult for us to get hold of the ball and get any rhythm in our play. So we just had to stick at it, which we did, and we've got the deserved win.
Yeah, credit to the players as well. They didn't have too many clear-cut opportunities, few hairy moments, but we are seeing games out brilliantly well at the moment.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those. Swindon, we'll probably talk about, they've had a lot of possession, but possession doesn't win games of football. And, you know, if you play the way they set up in the second half, it's inevitable you are going to have a lot of the ball, which they did. But I thought we were disciplined and we stuck to our jobs and it's just about getting the results. And, you know, we're so pleased we've done that today.
Two talking points. Billy Clark has got a goal and he's been long overdue, hasn't it?
Yep, you know, I thought when Billy first got back in the team, I think it was a Burton game, he was excellent, he had a really good run. And I just felt last week that he kind of started letting them, that he'd not scored, started to affect him a little bit. And we had a good chat with him this week about that. Because he's a key player, because he's so good in possession of the ball, and he gives a midfield player a player to get the ball into. But any striker needs to score for himself as much as the team, and that goal will do him the world of good.
Was it over the line? Did you see it from where you were? We weren't sure here.
You probably had a better view from up here than I did. But you know, if something's gone for us today, then it's about time.
Yeah, and the referee was good today. Could have a couple of penalty appeals. We could have had a couple. He could have given one the other way as well. But you know, we talk about the match officials sometimes in a negative light, but I thought he was all right today.
Yeah, I mean, the pen, you know, looked as if we were lucky to get away with that from where I was. So yeah, anything you get at this stage of the season, you take. It's not often we can talk about getting decisions our way. But you know, just pleased with the attitude of the lads and the way they stuck at it and stuck together out there today. Because it's a difficult game. Swindon always make it difficult for you. And I just said to the lads after that, you know, when being on that run of home wins like we've got, the reason it's hard to keep churning out the wins is because teams watch you. They come here with a more determined attitude because they know they'll have to play well to get something, and that's why, you know, the five home wins on the trot, you know, hasn't been done for a long time here, because it is difficult to keep churning out the results.
Does it feel like a bit of sweet revenge as well, because they turned us over on the opening day of the season 8 months ago, played really well one half and they did us in the second half, so we'll take that as well today.
Yeah, we're a long overdue a victory against Swindon, and the lads who'd been with us, you know, through last year and this year were really determined to get that, because you know, they played with a certain arrogance in their play.
Been fairly critical of as well in the past of our techniques, haven't they?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I've never really picked up on that. But it's kind of they had a good team last year. They had a very, very good team, and they played a certain way. But they're not quite as good this year, and they're still trying to play the same way, and they're getting caught out.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say to me when I ask this, but results have gone our way. Barnsley have been beaten today, and Burton have been beaten today. We are six off automatic. Mm. We are sitting pretty in third at the moment. So not impossible.
No, I'm very pleased to be in that third position. You know, the Barnsley result is a bonus for me because, you know, I expected them to beat Chesterfield. They've got another home game Tuesday, so that is a real bonus result. And a few of the others have gone for us, and you know, we now have two away games coming up, and now we look forward to that.
Quick check on Kyle Reid. Is he okay?
Yeah. You know, we should have crossed it early, and he paid the price because he got tackled, and you know, he's got a bit of a cut on his ankle. I don't think it looks too serious. But, you know, he'd done his job today, and we put on Phil. I thought, you know, in a different type of way today, helped us win the game, you know, in his tactical understanding of the position.
Yeah, and another clean sheet for City. Back four tremendous again today.
Yeah, pleased. Very pleased with them. You know, it was a funny old game, really, because, like I said, in the second half, they weren't playing with a centre-forward. So, at times, Reece and Nathan were in acres of space. But every game throws up a different challenge, and they dealt with that well, and it's all about concentration levels.
Yeah, got a week off now, Shrewsbury away next week, back at it again. We've talked about five cup finals. It literally is that every game counts, doesn't it?
Yeah, without doubt. That's what it's all about. We've got ourselves in a strong position. We got it, Shrewsbury, who I haven't seen their result today.
Lost 3-1 at Millwall, but we're in front today.
We're in front, yeah. I mean, their team now are getting really dragged back into that Tuesday night's results with Oldham winning and Fleetwood winning. They've dragged a lot of the teams who maybe thought they were safe back into that relegation battle. So all to play for, but that's what you want. And, you know, we'd be moaning if we were in the mid-table and we had nothing to play for. There's so much to play for. You know, we're right on the focus and everything we're doing at the training ground, and we look forward to next week.
Yeah, you're a happy man. Is it fairly easy managing this set of lads at the moment? Because confidence is sky high, and they're doing exactly what you're asking of them, isn't it?
Yeah, well, obviously they're a good set of lads. It is difficult because, like I said last week, we're leaving good players out the team and out the 18-man squad, but at this stage of the season, it's not about individuals, it's about the team, it's about Bradford City Football Club. How far can we go this season? And let's make the most of this opportunity we've now got.
Yeah, well done today. Thank Another you. Win Cheers. For City. A 1-0 this afternoon for the Bantams. A very satisfied Phil Parkinson. As you expected, Jace, he's kind of said that.